Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Haunted Vermont Podcast. I am Paul Doski, and this time I would like to share with you an interesting project that I've been working on behind the scenes. Now, we all like the journals that we can jot down everything and have some fun, right? Well, I have made one called My Ghost Journal. Now, I know what you're thinking, there's probably plenty of these, but hear me out. So, what is so special about My Ghost Journal? Well, if you need something more to write about your investigation down on, do you want to understand what days, weather, temperatures, witnesses, and your findings for future investigations to come? You can enjoy these 7 pages per location, totaling 28 locations that you can investigate or that you have investigated. Look back and move forward to uncovering more data about the unknown. And as always, I hope you find this journal to help you in the future investigation to better understand the location and the people that you have encountered. Witnesses are also a key factor in debunking and proving the existence. Maybe one day I can update this with more ways to document places, but use the pre-investigation section for history, witnesses, notes to try debunking later on during your main investigation, because together we can learn. And I would also like to point out that not only do you get that, but I have a little thing at the beginning. And I have an acknowledgement to thanking those who do appreciate the My Ghost Journal that I was trying to do. I did make it a public domain because if anybody wanted to add their own type of journal in the future, they can add more that I didn't have in the future. So an example that I'd like to give for the pre-investigation would be something like this. Location, Emily's Bridge, Stowe, Vermont. My date and time, July 3rd, 2012, we went from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. The temperature was 61 degrees, though. During that time, it was partly cloudy with full moon, even though I added some information to the main investigation, I still wanted to keep it fresh for that I at least remembered the main investigation stuff, because at the time, for the pre-investigation, we didn't really go. So what did I put for details? Well, I put the 2 stories that I've heard, of course. I've heard about the story of how supposedly Emily was at the bridge waiting for her loved one that never showed up, which eventually led to her hanging herself. So possibly he got cold feet or he just straight up ditched her. The other story is very weird, where it's almost like the parents might have been involved, which killed the man that was supposed to elope with Emily, and therefore that's why she hung herself. Now, for the pre-investigation, I never got any EMF, EVP, videos, anything like that. There's a bunch of witnesses, but they weren't really around at the time. So, for the investigation follow-up, I put down the same thing. Emily's Bridge, Stowe, Vermont, July 3rd, 2012, is when we went. It was 61 degrees, and it was partly cloudy with a full moon. So details I added for the main investigation. I put, arrived around 11 p.m. or past midnight, because I couldn't really quite remember. I started taking photos and captured weird images. Kelly was getting scratched, not bad, but little red markings appeared, but they weren't deep, and therefore it was not showing up on the video that we were taking. It was almost like somebody was lightly scratching her. Very weird. We also tried getting EVPs. Water underneath the bridge, though, made it difficult to capture. We tested the theory of the car shut off on bridge that can't turn back on. Fortunately, that didn't happen, but had a few scratches on the hood of Dan's car, vehicle at the time. Eventually, I stepped on the bridge and I got scratched. We all saw our breath during the 61 degree weather, which is also on the video I took. So, when I went back for the logbook for the main investigation, I just went right to EVP and said if anything was captured, water ruined any chances. Video, we tried to show the redness on Kelly's leg. Obviously, it didn't work because technology now and even then wasn't the greatest. We tried to film our breath. Couldn't really capture that either, which was mysterious, but we did, all three of us could see our breath in 61 degree weather, and it was also during that moment where we actually filmed Dan taking out his weather app to tell us that it was basically partly cloudy, 61 degrees. For photo wise, we had a lady in gown right side of the bridge, looks to be pointing way we came. So basically we came the back way, not the main road of the bridge. Possible man spirit on the bridge, looks like right side view, peering head to right. So that was a picture I have taken and have noticed a very interesting figure that was in the on the bridge that was kind of looking at us when we were shining the headlight and stuff like that. Now, there's no possible way it could have been a reflection off anything, as there was really nothing reflectable for that moment in time. There was nothing even reflective on the bridge or anything. For physical, Kelly had 3 knot deep red marks, but I got the worst. I had 4 scratch marks, and Dan's vehicle got scratched as well. So that's basically the idea of the My Ghost Guide. So, but if we had witnesses, I mean, I guess I could have put witnesses for Dan and Kelly, but at the time, they were not present for the pre-investigation, and we didn't really do any type of pre-investigation. We just went by the stories that we've heard. So just to give you an idea, that is My Ghost Journal, and if you would like to check it out for yourself, it is available right now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and wherever you get your books, because all you'd have to do is just go in, make a request that you would like to pick up this book and order it, and there you go. It runs about $17 right now for retail, but you gotta look at it like this. There's 7 pages per location, and you can have a total in 28 places that you can investigate and document in this My Ghost Journal. It is quite big, so I would suggest that if you are looking into this, just be well known, prepared that it is quite big. And if you would like to see a video on what I'm talking about, to show this journal itself rather than listening to the audio, please check out the YouTube channel Haunted Vermont. Otherwise, please take a look at the episode description, and there should be a link for the YouTube video, so that way you can really see the in-depth and everything else. And I hope you like it. This is supposed to be a short little episode to promote My Ghost Journal that I created to help with investigations, and the cover design was by my buddy Ken Artuz, so I'd like to thank him for that. And until next time, everybody, keep your eyes open, because you just never know if an apparition will appear in front of you.